everyone. Here's something a little different for you to listen to and imagine. An audio demonstration of American clogging, also known as freestyle flatfooting or jig dancing, the name you often hear in the Ozarks. Step dance and percussive dance are more general terms for dance forms anywhere that create rhythms with shoes, like this. Percussive dance forms have evolved throughout the world in places where people historically wore shoes and lived and worked on wooden floors. Think English clogging, for example, where people wore wooden clogs in mills to keep their feet dry. The shoes made cool sounds on the floors, while the machinery created fascinating rhythms, giving rise to a competitive dance form. Other percussive dance forms include Irish and Canadian step dance, South African gumboot dancing, African American stepping, flamenco, South American gaucho dancing, Hungarian laginas, Swedish and Welsh clogging, and of course, American tap. Regarding footwear, I collect good-sounding leather-soled shoes and solid tap shoes, which I'm wearing now, so that my sounds are strong and distinct. We American cloggers don't actually wear clogs. I believe that misnomer started in 1939 after the SoCo Gap dancers from North Carolina performed for English royalty at the White House. The Queen commented that the dancing reminded her of English clogging, and the name stuck. I learned to dance one encounter and step at a time throughout years of travels to festivals and folk camps, jam sessions, and communities. Every step I know has a story regarding who I learned it from and where I was, in addition to the history of the step and the culture it came from. It started with a trip to Hindman, Kentucky in 1992, where I met flatfooters for the first time. I learned steps like the two-sounded walking step, the rock or back step, the African American chug, and a step we called the Indian back then and have since renamed the Cherokee. Here's all that put together, freestyle, with a tune called Julianne Johnson I learned years ago at the Ozark Folk Center. This uniquely American dance form are thought to be African, Anglo-Celtic, European, and Native American. It's hard to parse out exactly what step is from what root, but it's thought that the low-to-the-ground, flat-footed technique, where the heels are used, is attributed to early African and Native American movement, and the toe and percussive work are from Anglo-Celtic European influences. As I continued to acquire more steps and string them together in the freestyle tradition that is improvisational, I developed stamina and finessed transitions, making quick decisions as to what I would do next for, say, 2 or 4 or 8 measures, acknowledging the unique and playful rhythms of each melody. Some dancers call this dancing the tune, like this, to the well-known Cripple Creek. The more complex steps you just heard include three-sounded walking steps with either a toe pop or a heel scuff, and the four-sounded or Tennessee walking step, which I think of as the time step or root step for this dance form. Once I met a dancer in Wisconsin who showed me how to add and subtract toe and heel sounds to create a variety of patterns and rhythms. I also learned to add in shuffles and three-sounded scuffles. As well as a syncopated step, which emphasizes the upbeat instead of the downbeat. I learned showy steps, which you'll just have to imagine for now, like the applejack, the scissors, the silent scissors, and the wagon wheel, where I swing one leg behind the other. Like right now, I'm doing the wheel on my right side, and now on my left. To see clogging, you'll have to explore online, or even better, visit the Ozark Folk Center and ask dancers to show you a step or two, and maybe you'll even join them on stage during the jig dance. I'll finish with a tune called Money in Both Pockets, again playing banjo and dancing at the same time, a joyful trick I learned years ago at jam sessions. I hope you enjoyed this little audio tour of freestyle flatfoot clogging.